Hello.
Hi, this is Edward calling from Opinion Research. We are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. In this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colleen Aldred running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates, if they are better?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Okay. Which of the following seven reasons is the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democrat candidates? To stop Texas' extreme abortion bans, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers, to address gun violence and mass shooting, to common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if they have any mental illness history. Also, to stop, this is the one of the last ones, to stop Texas' show me your paper laws, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. To support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers. And by last, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable.
All of you both.
If you have to pick
Good.
The biggest
so I have to pick
motivator,
one or multiple, or
this is just one option. Your biggest motivator.
Three, I would say. That was right. Trump.
To stop Donald Trump
and
MAGA? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we'll have the option to be a little bit more specific. On which is the next biggest motivator? Again, to stop Texas extreme abortion bans, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age for 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if they have mental illness history, or to stop Texas show me your papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers, or by last again, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable.
I think five, whatever the illegal immigrants, really can stop and deport them.
Okay, understood. In your opinion, which of the following options is the worst thing about the Texas anti-abortion laws? We have option A, take away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions.
That's
requires,
it.
Okay.
I don't need the other options. That's it.
Okay, perfect then. Last questions are only for aesthetical purposes, and I really want to thank you for your time and also for being very honest. Hope you don't mind me asking, what is your gender, male, female, or something else?
I think it shouldn't make a difference, but it is female.
Female. Okay.
I think, right, it's like really human integrity to do the right thing, no matter what the gender is. But, yeah, but I'm female.
Okay. I'm really happy to hear that, honestly. A few questions more. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 50 or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
55 to 64. You really don't sound between those ages. You sound younger.
Oh, no, I'm not. and I feel,
you,
feel younger. No.
Well, you made me laugh. I appreciate that. Just two more questions and I'll let you go. Well, a few more. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself then to be African or Black American or Asian or Pacific Island descent or White Caucasian?
No.
Other?
other, I guess so. Yeah. I mean,
okay. Okay.
I'm a European immigrant, actually. So I don't know. I guess
European? No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that required the 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Congratulations. And these last questions, and I'll let you go. I want you to please mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. First, we have Facebook or / Meta.
What was to say that again? I didn't
hear
that.
Facebook, also known as Meta, M-E-T-A.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have Facebook.
Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
Instagram.
Okay. What about the channels, well, TV channels as MSNBC or CNN?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
TV streamings as Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
Netflix.
Okay. TV channels as Fox News or OAN or ON? Sorry if I'm speaking over.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. And the last one, YouTube TV.
No.
No. Okay. Great. This concludes our survey. I really want to thank you for your participation. I hope I didn't take much of your time. I will let you go, but I do want to take the chance to have you on the phone to let you know that you're one of the kindest that I have talked to. I really appreciate your time. And without further say, I just really hope you have a good night. Take
you
care.
You too. Thanks.
Enjoy the
you
weekend.
Too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.